life is your game, you don't want to be a loser. You want to be a winner. So be a winner now.
You want to be a winner. Yes, a big champion. A man. Love man can't himself.
Travel through this journey of life, I behold so many things. So much ins and outs, so much ups and downs, and the consequences it brings. Yes, I've seen mothers fighting daughters. Yes, I've seen fathers against them. While the technocrat and aristocrat still competing for number one. As the financial giants crumble in their quest for fortune and fame, they're telling the poor man to be humble in this game. Life is one big game. What part you playing in this game of life? Tell me who you're worshiping in this game of life. Are you part of the problem in this game of life? Or you helping to solve them in this game of life? Plenty heads will roll when you hear the toll among all this chaos and strife. When the script unfolds, some will lose their soul. So think twice, brother. Think twice. Disguising as friends, see them hiding under the cloak. But it's only when you put trust in them, they get freedom to cut your throat. Never judge a book by its cover, though it promises to change your world. Try and interject, but be circumspect, it's not all that glitter is gold. I've seen dead buried by the thousand, but life goes on the same. Though it's hard to accept this conclusion, it's a shame. Welcome to the game. Are you just a follower in this game of life? Or are you born a leader in this game of life? Can you make something happen in this game of life? Or criticize when it happens in this game of life? So when they roll the dice, who won't pay the price and whose blood they go sacrifice? Man, don't take a snooze or you're bound to lose, so think twice. Think twice in this game of life.
The solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca, because giving is in our blood.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Steven Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator, and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Today's show, we are talking to the spokesperson, the 2022 spokesperson for Black History Month. And this is her second R&B soul disco funk choice. And when she comes back, we're going to talk about what that spokesperson role is and why this song. But more importantly, we're going to get to really know our own Black spoken word artiste par excellence, Rowan Higgins. Miss Higgins.
I put on music that nobody hears in my office. They gotta hear Mary proper.
Now let's go back quickly. When this song dropped, why is it your choice? What would happen when this song dropped in Montreal?
Oh man, I mean, first of all, this is a time where I'm rocking a white bubble goose. I got the Afro puff. It's just nostalgic to that time where R&B and hip-hop songs really told a story.
Yeah.
And also later on when I look back, it's like she was telling us something that we all should know. It's like we should all have been taught, which is love yourself first before we can try to love someone else. Get to know who we are. Like, I can't love someone else and I really don't know my identity, right? So yeah, man, pour into yourself.
But listen, don't you have to sort of have had love and kind of have it mess up on you so that when you come to this lesson, aha!
I mean, for some it could work that way, but I feel like we're all, you know, we've learned to really love ourselves and have that integrity and know our values and do not let our values get muddled up and you know, say, oh, why not just dash that to the side for now in the name of so-called love. We attract certain things because we haven't healed, we haven't dealt certain things, or we're not really grounded or anchored in who we're really meant to be. So,
as well as there was a time, and maybe this is still that time with music, black music in particular, those of us who black music forms the real soundscape of our lives. We used to listen to all those songs and either it fit or they connected with us because, yeah, I know what she or he is talking about, right?
And we
took it as gospel because those were part of our living lessons. That was part of the journey, right?
Definitely resonated, definitely. Like Superwoman, Karen White, that's another one. I've never been in a relationship like that, but I understood everything, and I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Child. Tell me about this role that you've gotten yourself into. Like when you said you hesitated when you took it on and then you said, okay, this is how I'm going to make it my own. How are you going to make it your own? COVID.
Yeah, I think most importantly, I have to highlight the fact that everything is about alignment. So when they asked me, I was like, I don't know about that. But when they said this year's theme is for creative, you know, I'm all about culture, community care, and creative, and this is what it was really about how creatives were able to help sustain people and give them joy or bring them through the pandemic. And that's exactly where I've been at and my focus. So I just felt like the timing was right, and that just motivated me to finally say yes. They had to wait a little long, but I finally said, you know what? You know, because it was not, I was also asked to be spokesperson and a laureate. I was like, nah, I saw that too much. And
pick
they're like,
one, pick
no.
one.
You know, pick one. And they're like, no, you could be both. I was like, you know what? I won't have to show up to all these spaces. It's a lockdown right now again. And I think it just aligns. I love to just highlight black gold. Black gold is for me, first and foremost, is highlighting the Anglophone creatives who are black in Montreal. Because, listen, we get the second stick. You know what I mean? Where we get the back burner. You know, so a lot of black Anglophone creatives don't get the grants, or they don't, you know, six of your songs and your album have to be French in order for you to get funded and all these things. And people feel, I want young people to know, you don't have to run to Toronto or New York to be able to be successful as a creative.
Oh, thank
you. I took a role because I'm like, I want to make sure that this month I'm highlighting and putting the light, being that lighthouse and saying, hey, look, here's someone who's in Montreal and is doing well and you can thrive as an artist.
And you know, you hit it on the head because there's so many institutions that whenever they try to do anything national, oh, no, Quebec, we got a French person. So, okay,
yeah.
So it's almost like, oh, no, we got a light-skinned person already. So the rest of you all who are happen to be darker than light-skinned,
galang,
no space here for you, right?
And nothing against, you know, like I definitely am blessed to know, you know, my brothers and sisters from whether they're Congolese or Haitian, you know, but our Anglophone people who have been born and raised here or just came from Jamaica and then they have children here, a lot of times do not get that, they don't get highlighted. They just get, you know, they're off, they get dropped off the face of the earth as if they're not here and their work doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And something that I used to struggle with and used to be upset and have conversations. And I was like, what can I do? I do have an idea. I won't say it on live, but I really...
Why not?
Because democracy when it broke through on Como.
No, but you know what? Anyway, don't follow me, because
don't worry.
2018, when I was a spokesperson, you want to put a mic in front of me, and they want to talk about racism, and they want to do this and that, because they didn't want to do it, and... Oh, gosh, they put me and Deborah McKay. I remember Deborah's last name, right? No. And we sat and talked about it. And, yeah, this is...
Oh, it's a pocket sign. It's a project that I have that I won't put out there. It's a project to highlight.
Okay, all right.
Project.
All right. So more to come from you. All righty,
yeah.
Girl. What is the best to me out of all the information, because there's a lot of things always happening, and funny enough, I find that everybody who's programming does realize that they're black the 28th of January, and they hurry and put some of the things together so hurry that you say, no man, you go back and think about that a little further, and then a lot of it does turn out quite great. They leave room for serendipity. But so out of what's going on this month, what's the thing that you want to highlight that says, yeah, man, this is it?
Well, you know, I had an opportunity to work with the Phi with a emerging adult doing poetry film. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I've just been paying attention more to what they're doing. And they're also part of the lineup on Mono Histoire. And there's an exhibition by Marvin Clairvaux called Visions of Hip Hop. And it's highlighting hidden figures of Quebec hip hop legacy, if you will, or legends. Mm-hmm. And it's curated by Vladimir Delva. And I just think it's a great exhibition to see. I'm excited to go check it out. And yeah, an Afro contemporary artist, why would we not support? And to discover, again, these artists that may not be known, you know?
Okay. So we could do that. And, of course, there's a way to do that safe. So put on your mask and rub up. But, you know, historically speaking, we didn't know about wash down things with Dettol, and we used to wipe off anyway. Angel, put on some more R&B, so disco funk. Girl, I'm going to call you about by 5:45 to talk about your reggae and how people could get into Black History Month, how they could find themselves looking for themselves, and for the larger community, those who are not melanated, how they can intersect with the month, okay? So at about 1:45, I'm calling you back, all right, baby girl?
I hope I'm able to pick up, Pat, because I do have a little celebration here. So if there's
it's going quick. You better pick up, all right? We'll be quick. Well, the show finishes at 6.
I will try my best, because if we're singing happy birthday to the young lady, I'm taking photos.
Goodbye. Go figure it out. I love you.
love you too. Bye.
Love has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or minute have I had since you've come my way. I hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Ooh, 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 I'd go. Got to tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be alive. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. And it's so amazing, amazing. I could stay forever here in love and leave you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing and amazing. Love brought us together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing love. So amazing, and I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Oh, and it's so, so, it's so amazing to be loved. To the moon and the sky above. And you and I, it's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so amazing to be loved.
never dreamed of. Something's changed. No, it's not the feeling I had before. Oh, it's much, much more. Love, I never knew that much.
There's plenty of land for you and I. lots of food to share for everyone. The type of segregation in the promised land. Oh gosh, take me to the promised land. At the promised land, oh, at the promised land. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Said we're riding on the kids' highway from Cairo to Kenya. Made a stop in Asmara, then we made another one in Addis Ababa. The promised land, oh, we took the promised land. Oh God, save the promised land. Yeah, I'm the promised land. Then I said to myself, give a thanks for the prophet God. For he gave me the teaching so I could see the reality of my true being and liberty. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Yes, to the promised land. The promised land. Moving to the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. The promised land. Oh, the promised land. Yeah, the promised land. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Brother man, what are you doing for the promised land? Gotta take your stand and let the brightness live on. Yeah, there's work to be done. The promised land, moving to the promised land. Save the promised land, moving to the promised land. Prophets of old said the West got to perish. Hey, oh, don't let your hopes and aspirations crumble for you. No way, gotta go. Got to go to the promised land. Oh gosh, in the promised land. Oh,
every little thing. moments I forget to kite from the bottomless pit. But my aim was made strong by the aid of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you hear the sing? This song's of freedom is all I ever am. Redemption song. Redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Number two, ourselves can free our mind. I've no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. Our love shall kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Some say in just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. From mental slavery, number two, ourselves can free our mind. Whoa, I've no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop off the time. Our love shall kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Some say in just a part of it, we got to fulfill the book.
Always redemption song with us, Rowan.
Well, I feel that that's why I love that song. It just brings me to where I feel like, yeah, it is time for a redemption. Every time we get to something, there's a setback, and we need to remind ourselves that, listen, we have to hold on to that hope, you know, that we can come from that bottomless pit, and we have to emancipate a generation and even ourselves. I feel like there's many times where I have to, you know, people like to say stay woke, but there's something when you look at emancipating ourselves from that mental slavery.
And that is something that is a continuous part of the journey.
That's right.
Way.
Forwarding this generation triumphantly. It's a different, you know?
Yeah. And all these doing action things, you have to think about it, right? Because... Well, for sure, there's some things that we can do by rote, right? Or automatic pilot. But
that's
living,
right.
You got to think about not every single move, but the bigger ones that we want to, you know, mean something. And this is an extra meaningful month. All our lives are meaningful every day. But staying woke... You have to think about it, right? And choose, right? And sometimes there are days where we say, no, man, today's not a woke day, right? Today I'm going to trust my gut feeling and go forward.
That's right.
My darling love, I notice here on the calendar, and part of the calendar has always been the various activities. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that it's Boom Boom Time. And on Boom Boom Time, I always tell you have one pencil and paper beside you know, because we're always going to give you something for do. So, the calendar this year exists and lives on the internet because everything is there now, and especially in this virtual time. Mois, M-O-I-S, Histoire, H-I-S-T-O-I-R-E, Day, D-E-S, Noir, N-O-I-R-S.com. I'll repeat it again. MoiHistoireDesNoirs.com, and I'll spell it out for you after. I see here there's going to be a roundtable of women in business presented with the HEC Montreal Women in Business Committee.
Yes.
That's on the 2nd that happened.
22nd.
Oh, no, yeah. The first two there. You see, this 2022 and all these twos. Hey! On the 8th. Which is on Tuesday, Conference on Accessibility to Governance, the Exhibition on Resilience, right?
Right, that's on the 13th, that's correct.
On the 18th, Group Exhibition Diversification. Ooh, what's that about?
I am still learning. There is so many, as people, anyone who's listening, and you go on the website, you'll be sliding through. I think that's like a Espace, an artist event.
Yes.
A creative event at the, I think that one's at the library, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Montreal Noir, right?
Yes.
So it's an expression on creation, right?
That's correct, yes.
And it have heap of things here.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of it.
And then, of course, there is the calendar with so many of the laureates, right?
That's right.
Alrighty. Out of everybody, do you have one laureate that you learned about for the first time and you went,
That is a good question. You know, there's actually a female artist. I think she's, when we had our launch the other day, we had our meetup with the mayor. Her name is, there's actually two. There's Emmanuel Ayo, is an artist. I've never met him.
Yes.
And there's a young lady, Naya Ali.
Okay.
Yes, I've never heard of her. We've never met. But she's an Ethiopian-based rapper.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I saw that. Yes. Yes.
So I've never met her before. And Emmanuel Ayo, that would be the second person.
Okay. So the calendar is there for you. Before we leave people, when I was young and we used to create things, programming for whoever, community, committee, the outside community, sometime we had to give them almost like some background notes. I almost feel for teachers wanting to, or parents wanting to live or teach Black History Month, that there should be like an ideas page where you can do this with your children, you can do that with your children. And for sure, you know, schools are going to always pick the, today we're going to tell you about Martin Luther King. And if they're really woke, they're going to go Bromley Armstrong. Or they might say, you know, Grace Basso as a lifter, heavy lifter in the Montreal Black community, or Dan Phillips, or some of the business people, right? So schools are going to pick people to surround their lessons around. What are some of the quick ideas we could just shoot out to parents? Things that you've done perhaps with some of your students that come to you and you want to engage them?
Well, for me, the first thing is to educate children, the students that I've engaged with, is to have a lens of compassion. And when I say that is to open up your eyes when things may look different to you. We know what happened. What's this? It's a fear response or a response of like, well, I don't really understand it. So, and the reason why I do that is before we can teach them about our history, I get everyone on common ground where I ask, you know, let's say a bunch, some students in a school, I'll point to a group and say, okay, well, where are you from? And then we'll have a large group who might say they're Italian. And I say, okay, well, what do you know? Do you know your culture? They all say, yes, of course. And when I say, what do you know about Italy? And they say, Kappa. They start naming brands and Puma and soccer and food. They say, pasta. And then that's where the teachers and even other students realize, oh my goodness, we do not know our history. So it's in that space right there. I said, well, imagine in Black history, all that people think it is slavery, basketball players, and people that have died. Hmm. And so once I do that, it opens up their eyes to go home and ask their parents about their own individual history. And right there, the teachers realize that their own lens has been skewed in teaching just this one-sided part of history. Like, let me open up a book and pull out a page, Rosa Parks. So I asked them to start to think, okay, well, if you don't even know where you're from and you thought you knew, I want you to ask their parents. And they come back and tell me, you know what? My parents don't even know. They just talk about how much food they carried in their hand as immigrants when they arrived and what they did. But no one really speaks about exploring their history and on where they come from. And what I think was one student in all my years of doing speaking engagements, he was from India, and he blew my mind. He knew the year, he knew the history of his country, and I was mind blown.
I think also, too, intersectionality has risen as a result of that. And that's because we typically don't teach history well in this country. You're here long enough. Did you get Challenge and Survival?
The textbook? Challenge and Survival?
The textbook for history, Canadian history.
Oh, no, never heard of that book. See? Well, like I said, the reason why I started Truth Empire is because when I'm sitting in classes and all it was Quebec history and world history, and it was only war. And I remember I was in Wager High School. We had our history book. And one of the chapters was Greek mythology, which was wild to me. And the one chapter, it was chapter 8, I won't forget, it was on Africa, and that chapter was skipped. And we studied Greek mythology over African history, which was one little chapter, and we skipped it. And I'll never forget that. It just stuck with me. But then as I realized I'm in the schools, there's nothing was really different. There are teachers, granted, who are trying their best, and they would reach out to people in the community. They'll ask Black Theater Workshop to come in. They will try to do some multicultural events. And I think it's amazing. However, we as individuals, even in our own families, I ask myself, how am I teaching my daughter about Black history? And what do I really know about Canadian Black history or even Jamaica? I don't. I know about the food. Mm-hmm. I know about the music. Mm-hmm. But even then, what do I know about my history? I still don't know a lot.
And this is why Black History Month is still important, not only the month, but our living. I'll give you that example. When it was just announced that Viola Desmond, I had heard before, but you know, I'm at work and all of a sudden this announcement came out that she's gonna be on the $10 bill. I was working from home that day and I was able to go quickly, okay, here's this film on her, right? Yes, and that's how we spread history. It was during the spring. And so we need to take all these opportunities and also perhaps put it into position of where we connect with that person and the larger history. My girl, what are the last things you want to leave today's audience with? It was such a joy. It felt rushed, but we got a lot of speaking time in. And we're going to Alpha Omega you, because this is the start of the month. We're going to have you back in March, perhaps close to International Women's Day. And we'll do that then to say, how did the month go going forward for the month of March, where you are now not only Black, but a woman. And then you'll tell us everything, right? What is the last few things you want to leave my listening audience with?
Well, you know, first things first is what I love about the theme of this year for Moi Noir Histoire, for Moi Histoire des Noirs, is honor the past and inspire the future is the title of it. And for me, why that says so much is we need to really take on the rich history of our people and inspire young people to want to know where they come from, that part of their identity, and that they can carve out their own path and they can make history no matter what they even if they don't really see it around them, but to explore. So to keep looking into your history, because that's a path that will forge our next pages, you know?
Especially since every day is our personal living history, so.
Exactly.
My child, my darling, sweetheart, I'm so glad you had to have seen how excited I was when I saw that you were the spokesperson.
For sure. No, well, you know what, Pat? I want to thank you for what you have done. You know, when I looked at that memory of a picture of us at the BTW, the gala, and all of you, I just look at the rich history and you paved the way. I did not see a local person in film until I saw Sitting in Limbo. And I really hold that dear, because it says a lot. And you're free, you're authentic, and this is what young people need to know and to see and celebrate.
Wait, do you see the picture I post on the Facebook for this today's what we're doing today to promote the show? Baby, yep, go and help your God Pickney blow out the birthday candle. Tell her that we are celebrating her birthday with her as well. How old is she?
She's 3 today.
Good. She don't know jack what's going on, but she knows today is a marvelous day. So
that's
she
right.
Don't even miss that I'm not in the room. All right? Bye, baby.
Right,
love.
Sir.
Thank you so much for
Thank
coming.
You.
And we'll talk to you closer to International Women's Day. Okay?
All right. Blessings and be safe. Thank
Happy
you.
Black History Month.
Yeah, you done know.
You done know. Let's go back to some music. We know that February is Reggae History Month. So not only are we black, we are doing our history. So pick the historical music and really find out where these music came from and the purpose.
Exactly. And, you're talking about some information there. I was listening to, Livewire, Pete Douglas. I got a bigger Pete.
Yeah.
And he had it had things he talked about. I said, wow. I mean, we really there, there's a lot of stuff we really invented. And, Pete, yeah, I did have a 300. Yeah, so.
I don't want to know. No.
It's
I have some more guests.
It's a Montrealer who invented the design for the 300.
For the Chrysler 300 car?
Yeah, that's why Chrysler.
Go on.
Yeah, so,
look, we not even know that, and we jumping around and
yes,
we could have
yes,
been a
yes,
black
yes,
long
yes,
car.
Yes,
this, you know.
Yes, exactly.
History is everywhere when you think about
it's
it.
It's everywhere.
Ah. We have some more what? Oh, I have so much more. We have some more guests in the coming days, but I afraid announcing guests before because man have planned, God laugh.
Yes, exactly,
right? So
exactly.
Just know that, and we want, before we even go, happy birthday, Quiet Sane and Miss Jenny. They're going to be celebrating their birthdays this week, and that comes with big, big love from Mr. Lloyd Shaw, who is hubby and dad.
Uncle Joseph had a
what was Uncle Joseph's message? That man? Oh, yes. That would be Hazel's dad, who was always with Love Man Kent. Can't remember his name. Happy birthday to you and Mr. Roy, who drove me home Friday from Prezi Funeral. He always listened to Boom Boom Time. Yes, I meet people only in funeral. You're meeting people these days.
I tell you.
Come. Say it here in the mic.
Say it on the mic. We are
talking
to the mic.
Make sure you're acting and not the action to cause another person pain.
Hey!
All right, so I just feel like this. I don't know how this will go in, but I feel like this.
You're too rude. Some days you feel
You're
like
too
that.
Rude.
Yeah, you feel too rude some days. Hey!
Oh, what a rat race!
Yes! Big right. Tune, Angel!
Yeah, true.
What a rat race.
Okay, Montreal, until?
Until.
Keep safe.
Call violence, fill your city.
Against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, Sashriyakal, Namaskar. Bonjour, Adab. Listeners, I welcome you to CKUD 90.3 FM. And this program is your very special, your very own program of South Asian music, Desi Beats. My name is Ambika Sharma, and today I'm going to bring you a very special session of Desi Beats this evening. So hope and wish that you have had a fabulous weekend and that the week coming up is going to be another special and yet again bahut khoobsurat week aapka intezar kar raha hoga. To kaise hain aap sab dear listeners? Aaj ki shaam main aapke liye lane wali hoon Bollywood aur Hindi cinema ki ek aisi gayika ke bare mein ek special session of Desi Beats where we going to remember the And, of course, pay our condolences to the iconic Hindi and Bollywood playback singer of India, Lata Mangeshkar ji. Lata Mangeshkar, one of India's most venerated singers, who sang tens and thousands of songs in her lifetime, has died this Sunday at the age of 92. Mangeshkar had an extraordinary singing career spanning over half a century, singing more than 30,000 songs